Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of AWM Insights, where we are talking all things investing, ultimately with the goal to help you capture your highest expected returns. Brandon, this week in the news, we've heard a lot about gold. Gold is something that tends to pop up around any time there's some uncertainty in the market or conversations of where the economy's headed. And we've seen gold reach all-time highs this week. I think there's also a lot of just nervousness around the new stimulus package conversation going on in Congress. And so where I thought we would spend a few minutes today is just helping our investors and our listeners think through, where does gold fit in somebody's financial plan or in their investment plan? And so just want to start with that question is, Brandon, how should we think about gold?
It's a great question, Eric. I mean, you're hitting on a very hot button issue. You've got people who absolutely love gold, and then you've got other people that have a really difficult time understanding gold as an investment. And I think that's where we sit. When you think back and we look at investing, right? If we break it down to the fundamental level, what we're doing is we're looking at owning assets that are going to pay us back. They're going to either pay us back in cash flow or appreciation. And there's a calculation there that determines, you know, what we're willing to pay for that asset. And a lot of very famous investors adhere to this philosophy. And most of us have heard of Warren Buffett. I mean, Warren Buffett talks a lot about this, valuing the cash flows. And in our opinion, the problem with gold is that it doesn't provide any of that income. And so the value of gold is really, you know, what you think that someone else is going to pay more for it later than what you're buying it for today. So it's actually pretty straightforward that there's just this speculative element to it. And so, you know, when we go back and look at history, even all the way back to the Great Depression, you know, we see that gold, quite frankly, as an asset class, has underperformed everything really except for cash, if you want to call cash an asset class. So as a long-term investment, it's just not something that we really see in our portfolios. But as you've seen in the news, there are a lot of smart people that believe in gold, believe it can be a hedge, but it doesn't really fit within an investment plan for us.
What I hear you talking about are a few competing objectives that you mentioned multiple times, like long-term goals, long-term objective that ultimately we're trying to capture market returns for that risk that we're taking. And it makes a lot of sense that if it doesn't produce cash flow, realistically, a lot of this valuation is being driven by investor sentiment. But it's the hedge, it's the protection part of gold that I think a lot of investors cling to. What's a better way to add some protection in your investment plan if you are nervous of what's going to go on in the economy in the short term? Obviously, we don't think you can predict markets, so it shouldn't really drive how you're invested long term. But in the short term, what's a better plan than holding gold?
Yeah, Eric, I mean, from the short term, I think, you know, we beat this drum pretty hard, but it's having a plan where you've set aside a couple years of living expenses and you're keeping that in cash, which, you know, I just acknowledged has underperformed gold over the long term. However, we're talking a very short term period here, so totally different priorities. And you could always take that short term money and invest it in U.S. Treasury bonds, which have outperformed gold over time. But when we turn to that long term portfolio, you know, you've set aside kind of the first couple of years of living expenses to give you confidence in your long-term allocations. We protect the portfolio here against what we call volatility, so the uncomfortableness of your portfolio going up and down, by allocating to bonds. And we've acknowledged that those are better performing assets over time, and they protect you in the same way during times like this of volatility. And so, you know, the additional part of this is if you included gold, I think something that a lot of people miss are you're getting a ton of volatility, way more than you would get from the bond market. You're not getting paid for that volatility from a risk perspective. And then you start to look at it from a tax perspective, and it's actually one of the highest taxed assets. So if you're a taxable investor, having gold in your portfolio can be kind of an unintended consequence if you're not careful from a tax standpoint. So just to wrap it up, having that plan, a couple years of living expenses, and then use bonds within your long-term portfolio for what they are, and that's the ballast. Make sure that you have good, conservative, high-quality bonds in your portfolio.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, obviously, having that 2 to 3 years of protection not only locks in some certainty for your living expenses and being able to actually purchase and do things, but it also gives you the patience to be able to be a long-term investor. One of the caveats, right, that you'll hear from people who are big gold bugs is you had mentioned putting your money in the U.S. Treasury. Well, while it is backed by the full faith of the United States government, there are some individuals that are concerned about the viability of the United States economy long term. Can you talk about physical gold, where investors sometimes see holding on to physical gold? You'll hear this conversation. Should I buy some? Should I put it in my vault? What happens if things go bad? Can you shed some light on that for us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I want to reiterate, there are a lot of very smart people that believe in gold. And I think you hit kind of their main argument that, you know, or their strongest argument, in my opinion, is that, you know, the economic system is a house of cards or potentially even fraudulent, or it's manipulated. They look at the money printing that the Federal Reserve has done more recently, the amount of debt that we have on our country, you know, those are at all-time highs and they're somewhat concerning. However, if you look across the world, most developed countries have a lot of debt. So, you know, the argument that people are making is that I have this store of gold, especially physical gold. And if the economic system here in the U.S. does collapse, you know, I've got a store of value that goes back thousands of years. Gold's been used as a store of value. For us, I think that's difficult. I mean, you start to think about, right, if you're storing a bunch of gold, the cost to store that gold, are you really going to take out your knife, heat it up, and shave off a sliver for your Big Mac? Yeah, for us, that's a hard argument. But hey, there is an argument there. It is a strong argument. It just doesn't fit, in our opinion, within our client portfolios.
That's helpful. And I think it goes back to everybody has their own personal viewpoint on where they think the economy is going and also the amount of risk that they're willing to take for their family or for themselves. And this is the importance of sitting down and having a customized plan and having an intimate conversation with a certified private wealth advisor that all money is not treated equal. And so it's why sitting down and saying, what do you need to have some more certainty to help you sleep at night? And then once we put that aside, now we can focus on capturing your highest expected returns by first making sure that we're capturing all of the market returns that we deserve without overpaying for them, with minimizing taxes. And then if you're ultimately trying to maximize your returns, we know that we've hounded that in previous episodes on the private markets. And so we appreciate your guys' attention as always. If you guys want to access the show notes, you guys want to check out previous episodes, you can head over to awminsights.com. We'd love to hear from you, whether it's specifically about gold or another topic. We're always here for you. And until next time, stay humble, stay hungry, and always be a pro.